This is John Batchelor, conversation with James Holland, the historian James Holland. The new book is Casino 44, The Battle for Rome. Monte Cassino was the monastery above all the roads leading to Rome that the Allies must cross. This is January to June 1944. The Battle for Rome itself, however, came to very much brutality by the Germans against the Patriots who rose up against them. Two of my favorites in the book, probably my two favorites, Elena and Paolo, part of the resistance, taking absolutely overwhelming chances, knowing they'd be executed within hours or days if they were caught, even suspected to be part of the underground. And their success against the SS police, who bullied and brutalized and murdered the Roman population. Remember, Italy had been an ally of Germany until the invasion of southern Italy by the Allied forces, and then Mussolini was driven from power, the king resumed power, and Italy switched sides. Since that moment in 43, the Germans had treated them as the enemy. Here, James describes Elena and Paolo and the success they have against the SS. Much more of this in the coming weeks. My conversation with James Holland ranges from the bitter winter of 44, the attack on Monte Cassino, the landing at Anzio, the battle with the 14th and 10th German armies under Kesselring, the counterattacks, the overwhelming brutality of attacking the high points in winter, in snow, with the Germans dug in above you. The massacre on both sides. James Holland, here's Paolo and Elena. How could Hollywood have missed these two? Wonderful. Much more of this in coming weeks.
Well, right from the word go, the moment that the Germans move into Rome and in September 1943 and disarm the Italians, you know, there is resistance, and they're part of the Action Group Party, or the Gappists, as they're known. And it starts off with kind of minor sabotage and that sort of stuff, and it escalates into kind of, you know, shooting up Italian fascists and Germans and so on. And then there is this big bomb plot to attack a German police battalion by hiding a bomb in a dust cart, which goes off in the Via Rosella on the 23rd of March, 1944. And kills 130 SS police troops, and revenge on that is ferocious and brutal. But you know, it's very, very important for people who want, you know, young people who want to kind of rise up and fight, that, you know, there's pride at stake, there's freedom at stake, there's you know, you're fighting against repression, etc., etc. And Paolo and Elena are lovers and compadres in this partisan group, and their bravery is extreme because, of course, you know, being in the underground, you suspicion lies everywhere. You're always under the threat of betrayal. The conditions in Rome are pretty bad anyway because there's not much food around and not much supplies and so on. So it's a very, very challenging time for them, and they're extraordinary people. Because, you know, you don't have the support of an army or an army group or chiefs of staff or, you know, ocean-going boats and flags. You have no idea. You're a group of people who are outside the law in the place where you're existing, and you've just got to fend for yourself. And that adds a whole layer of difficulty and tension and, frankly,